following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show, the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm Tony Nafar, certified financial planner, in the studio today with two of my colleagues on the Money Makeover team from Neal Financial Group. Doug Neal, certified financial planner, is here along with Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant, of course, Craig Montana, running the studio for us. Good morning.
Good morning. It's always tough to get back after a four-day weekend.
That's not so much the weekend as is. Are you still trying to digest all that food you ate?
Oh my gosh! And all the different ways of doing turkey leftovers.
Yeah,
we're fortunate. Well, not unfortunate, because we went up to my sister's place, and so we didn't get to bring any leftovers back.
Oh.
Because she's got a big enough crew. She kept them all.
I'm going to say, I hope your sister's not listening. It's unfortunate.
That's okay.
I'll tell her.
Anybody brave the holiday sales?
No.
Didn't. I take that back. We did go to Toys R Us.
Okay.
I think it was Saturday. It wasn't Friday. And it wasn't too bad. Because it was rainy and crummy, and the weather was so bad, and it was in the morning. Nobody wanted to be out.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it was, I normally don't do that. I like buying online.
I was going to say, I think this is the day, right? Cyber Monday today. And what, $3 billion or $4 billion is supposed to be spent online?
We always talk about all the numbers and what they mean, and, you know, consumer spending and consumer confidence and all those. There was a story on Saturday morning that on Friday, Target was selling online one iPad every second.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
That's unbelievable.
And that's what drives the economy, though, is the consumer spending.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's so interesting because everybody just seems to say, well, I saw this online and I saw that online. You're Facebooking or emailing your friends saying, hey, go to such and such website and they've got a special on things. So I think a lot of harder times are going to be coming for brick and mortar stores.
It's always nice to be able to go look at some things, but it's so nice when they deliver it right to your front door. Especially when it's raining out.
Yeah, especially when it's cold and yucky and rainy. Well, it's nice for you in the audience there to be listening to us, and hopefully you're in either a nice warm car or in your house or office or whatever. Don't forget, by the way, that we do broadcast live online. And how do people access that?
You can go to moneymakeoverteam.com. That's moneymakeoverteam.com. In the upper right-hand corner is a button that says Listen Live, and you can click on that, and you can listen on your computer. Probably even your iPhone if you got you could listen on your iPhone too, for that matter.
Yeah.
And if you, for some reason, can't do that or have to shut it off because the boss is paying attention, we have a podcast. So click on the one that says podcast and you go back and look at prior shows and you can listen to those.
There you go. Either way, we got you covered. And of course, if you want to get on the website there at moneymakeoverteam.com, you can get on there and surf around with articles about how stuff works, whether it's saving for college, those college savings plans, putting money in your retirement plan at work, whatever type that is. There are all kinds of informations. What's stock? What is a bond? How do those work? What about interest rates and their impact on those things? All of that and so much more right there at your fingertips. Totally free of charge at moneymakeoverteam.com. Also, Jamie, people can call either our office or go online there and send us an email question. which we respond to, or they can ask for that free review.
Well, we love getting the questions, you know, and, you know, sometimes we get, one of the questions is, what makes y'all different? And one of the things that makes us different is we are interested in educating you about financial things that can affect your everyday life. Mm-hmm. That's what the show is about. That's what the website does. So you need to take advantage of the opportunities to learn as much as you can about things that are going to help you get through some of the money questions that you have in your life.
Yeah, Jamie, you got a good article, and you showed it to me, about gold inside your IRA. You hear all these gold ads now coming up. And can you own it inside your IRA? We'll have to discuss
we'll talk about that
we come back.
Yeah. How can you own it? And we're not really on the should you own it. That's another whole topic.
Yeah.
But how can you own it? What are the rules? And there are rules mm-hmm. about that as well. So we'll come back with that. Plus, we'll take a look at the markets, answer all of your questions. And we have an 800 number just for you, and that's 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. Give us a call now. We'll talk to you in private on the phone while the commercials are playing right here on the Money Makeover Show.
All of the time, Monday, Monday.
At Renom LP Gas, your comfort is their business. Specializing in safe, clean, efficient, and economical propane, Renom LP Gas has been in business serving the community for 65 years. Let them show you a variety of Rheem water heaters, Heat Star heaters, and a variety of burners to fit any of your heating and cooking needs. At Renom LP Gas, they care, and they offer prompt delivery and service to almost anywhere. Stop by Renom LP Gas at 302 West Main in Brenham, or call 979-836-2331 for safe, clean, efficient, and economical propane and propane appliances.
When it comes to getting the right part to fit your equipment, look no further than Sioux Fall Printer Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. It doesn't matter if you drive green, blue, new, or old. They carry everything from genuine John Deere OE parts to John Deere Reman to aftermarket alternatives. That means you can always count on Sioux Fall Printer to have the right parts to fit your machine. Stop in today to experience the value of choice and always get the right part to fit your needs. Visit the Sioux Fall Printer Equipment nearest you or online at cptractor.com.
Norris Pruitt Professional Service has been in Brenham for 17 years doing business as PCS with the best on-site services before all the big-time stores arrived. You will have new and reconditioned systems on sale all the way up to Christmas with non-stop services. Check out the reconditioned Dell System laptop with dual-core Intel processor and Windows 7 for only $225, just in time for gift-giving. Hurry and call because deals like this won't last long. Norris Pruitt Professional Services, PCS in Brenham. Call 979-421-9888.
Looking for a perfect gift for the truck enthusiast in your family? Then you want to go to T3 Truck and Trailer on Highway 105 in Brenham. T3 Truck and Trailer carries a full line of T3 truck parts and equipment. Stop in and check out their big inventory and variety of grill guards, front end replacements, rear bumpers, running boards, and stirrup steps, and headache racks with or without lights. Turn that truck into a work truck and yet keep it looking great. T3 sells and installs toolboxes and fuel tanks. And if they need to pull trailers, get them a receiver hitch or a gooseneck hitch, including the new auto-release gooseneck ball. T3 Truck and Trailer also sells a wide range of performance products, including air intake kits to increase fuel efficiency and OEM performance filters for added power and engine protection. You'll make that truck enthusiast happy with all kinds of accessories from T3 Truck and Trailer. So stop in today. They're located on Highway 105 at Bluebell Road, or shop online at take3trailers.com.
Join all your friends for Christmas of yesteryear at the Small Town Christmas this Friday and Saturday, December 4th and 5th in downtown Belleville. KWHI will be there on Saturday broadcasting live from 8 till 10. This broadcast is brought to you by Budweiser Mike Hopkins Distributing, Belleville Rental, San Bernard Electric Co-op, Buck Ferguson Originals, Republic Services, All Around Cowboy Church, and St. Joseph Regional Health Center. Don't miss out on all the fun at the Small Town Christmas in Belleville this Friday and Saturday.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover teammates here in the studio from Neo Financial Group. I'm yours truly, Tony Navarre, certified financial planner, in the studio with Doug Neal, certified financial planner, Jamie Keyes, chartered financial consultant, and Craig Montana was just kind enough to put on the latest details about the Chapel Hill Holiday Home Tour coming up this weekend. It's going to be Saturday. And go over there. They've got some great new shops in the middle of downtown Chapel Hill, all along Main Street there. And you can pick up tickets to go and tour some beautiful homes and some resort kinds of places as well. All these different really cool places are tucked away in the hillsides there. And it's always fun. Get to see what other people do to decorate. Great ideas. It's neat.
That's a lot of fun to do that. It's a nice little outing.
Mm-hmm.
And for the guys who want to go with their wives but don't want to spend all their time there, there are places in Chapel Hill where the guys can spend some time, too.
Oh, yes. Yes, there are. Well, you know, they got restaurants. They got a couple of bars over there and, you know, a few things like that. But it's a lot of fun, and it is a great little family outing.
Yeah.
It's nice. Very nice. So Chapel Hill coming up this Saturday, the Holiday Home Tour. By the way, if you are going shopping still between now and the holiday, a couple of ideas from our friend Robert, the mortgage maven here. And here's something I didn't even know about. You can put your smartphone to work on-demand parking apps like Parking Panda allow you to reserve and pay for parking in over 40 major metropolitan areas. Parkopedia is another app that lists parking options and availability in more than 6,000 communities, even across the world. I mean, different communities of different countries. Amazing. And here's an interesting thought. Now, I was talking to the guys about this. I would never have thought about this. Apparently, some rental providers provide their rental customers free parking at their other locations that they have. So I know if you're wanting to go to the Galleria, for instance, there are numerous car rental agencies right there.
Nearby.
Yeah. So if you rented a car somewhere else and wanted to drive in there, you'd have to call ahead, I'm assuming, to see if you can
get a parking
anywhere.
Spot. Yeah.
But that's an idea, too. So renting a car and getting a close-in spot.
Yeah, I had no idea that those types of apps existed.
I didn't either.
Never heard of that. Parking Panda?
Yeah, can I find one for Chapel Hill?
Yes.
Hey, listen, you need to have those whenever it gets pretty crowded there, an extra 150 people in town, and you think you're in the middle of New York City. Anyway, go out and do something fun with family and friends. I think that's the main thing, not just shopping. Of course, Doug Neal is going to go do most of his shopping online this year.
I've done that because I'm not good at picking out clothes for my wife, and that's what she likes. So I have to, she gets the magazines and it gives me several different options, and I can order them online.
Oh,
so she picks them out, and
she picks them out. She doesn't know which ones I'm going to get, but so she's kind of surprised, but that way she gets what she wants.
That's not a bad idea.
Smart use of money.
There you go. Here's our number, by the way. And you can pick out whatever question you want to ask us about saving, investing, all of that good stuff. Here's our number, 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. And I want to invite those of you who've come in to see us over the months and over the years. I know life gets in the way and you get busy, things change or whatever, and it may be quite some time between when you've first come in to visit with us on the free review, and then you finally come back in and do another review, and then you get a little bit more ideas of what you might want to do, et cetera, et cetera. And we have several people who have done that over time. They've come in and two or three times later, they finally get their ducks in a row. They get the time to do it. Their life changes in some way. They're closer to retirement the day they walk out the door at work, or et cetera, et cetera. And they finally come in. And even those of you who've been listening to us for years and haven't come in yet, you are welcome to always call us, send us an email, or come in, and we're glad to have you.
Yeah, see, as life progresses here, things change, and you may be time for you to come in. Something's going on in your life, because we're going on 9 years here on the radio show. So it's like, okay, things happen. You get closer to retirement. You inherit some money.
Whatever.
Kids leave the house, mm-hmm. and you get some money then.
Yeah. Now, that's a different thing, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So anything that comes up, right, Jamie?
Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah. You know, we're in December, and normally think of December that there's not a lot of going on. But reality is that it's amazing how many life-changing events occur in December, mm-hmm. especially when it comes to retirement. Mm-hmm. It's funny how often December is picked as the month to choose to retire, because you figure, you know, it's the end of the year. I can get a fresh start going into January. And so, you know, this is a great month to come in. You have some spare time. Many times there's a lot of vacation time available that you've accumulated that you haven't taken. You say, well, I've got to take my vacation time. Well, take just a few hours and go ahead and come on in for that free review.
Well, and also for those of you who are leaving your employer for whatever reason, and I know there are some folks out there listening who've been leaving involuntarily in some industries, you're welcome to come by, check us out, check out what we think could help you the most, whether it's rolling over your 401k or your 403b, consolidating your IRAs, don't go and pay a bunch of extra fees to four or five different providers when you could probably consolidate some things. Now, lots of different ideas. At least find out what your options are, and we're glad to do that. Here's our office number, by the way, 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. And just make that time to come by. Even 30, 45 minutes, at least find out what is going on, what your options really are before you just jump off somewhere.
Well, it's well worth it to come in and take the time to do that, because as we've mentioned before, many times we'll have some ideas that you simply hadn't thought of before. And before we get into some of the things we wanted to talk about, we've been talking earlier in the show about consumer spending and what's been going on and how the media treats things we talk about sometimes. And just today, I mean, the markets right now are basically flat. But two different conflicting headlines from the media today about Cyber Monday. One from ABC News said, Cyber Monday expected to be over the top but losing some of its luster. That was from ABC News. And then from Bloomberg, the headline was, Cyber Monday sales expected to be up over 18%. How do those two go together?
Who do you believe on that stuff?
It's just speculation, because it hasn't happened yet. Monday's not over yet today. It's only Monday morning.
You know, when we talk about the fact, don't get too excited about all the smoke and mirrors that you hear sometimes.
Well, and that covers a lot of ground, too. It can be from different companies, investment firms, mutual fund companies, IRA providers, you name it, and they're all out there trying to get your business, which is the great American capitalist way, but you've got a lot of information to sift through. So one advantage that we have is we have so many sources of information that we can go through from so many different providers that we can actually comb through all the stuff and get to the the meat of it that you really need to have.
And look for the trends.
There you go.
Because you can't do exact numbers. It's too tough. You look for the trends. And some things you have to watch out for. And one thing that you get a lot of here on the media is buy gold.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be happy that you own gold when the next market crash. You notice in that ad, they never say when. It could be 5 years, could be 2 years, could be tomorrow. But you'll be happy if you own gold. Now, what's the ramifications of holding gold, and how can you do that?
Well, you know, one of the questions we get is, I'd like to buy gold and put it inside of my IRA.
Because that's where you got some money as an investment.
Yeah, because you're putting money into your IRA, and you also have some money inside of your IRA, and you say, well, I want to get rid of some of my investments and buy gold and have it inside my IRA. And the question we get is, can you do that? Well, the answer to that is yes. But
yeah,
okay.
There's a few rules here.
There's always some repercussions, some rules that you need to abide by if you're going to have gold inside of an IRA. Because in an IRA, the type of investments you own are pretty flexible. About the only thing you can't have inside of an IRA are S corporation stock, life insurance, and collectibles. So you can have gold inside of an IRA, but the IRS does have rules.
See that collectibles? That's a key word right there. Collectibles. Most people think of art or
cars.
But how about gold coins? Those are collectibles.
Exactly. The IRA rules are you can't invest in one-half, one-quarter, and one-tenth Treasury Department-minted U.S. gold coins. You can also invest in bullion, the gold bars. But if whether you're investing in gold bars or gold coins, the IRS rule is that there's a fitness or purity requirement.
Purity requirement?
Yeah, did you know that?
On you or the cold?
Well, but now with gold, the purity requirement is the gold has to be 995 parts per thousand. Somehow I was going to spit that out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
995 parts per thousand or greater in order to be held inside of an IRA. And so if you've invested in some of those gold coins that you see advertised, and you're going to put it inside your IRA and think that you can, you have to know what the purity of those gold coins is before you do that.
Because if it's not at that level, then it's not eligible?
Then it's not eligible. And if you were transferring, let's say you took $10,000 of your investments and sold them and you invested in those coins and they're not of the correct purity, guess what that ends up being?
That's taxable income to you then.
It's a distribution.
Ouch. Yeah.
And depending upon how old you are, may require a penalty.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to know what the rules are when it comes to having the gold inside of the IRA. The other thing, many times you think, well, I'll buy gold and I'll just keep it at my house.
That's the most common, yeah. I want to hold it in my hand.
Yeah, like coins. Can't do it.
In your IRA.
In your IRA. You can't have an IRA and have the gold at your home. There has to be a custodian. In other words, the custodian has to hold the gold, whether it's in bars or coins or whatever it happens to be. The custodian of the IRA has to have the ability to hold the gold for you. And guess what?
Can the custodian do that for you?
Or will they agree to do
it? Yeah,
they don't have to.
So what is a custodian? Give a couple of examples of a custodian.
Well, the custodian is the place where you have your IRA located.
So it could be a bank?
Could be a bank.
Brokerage
could be a brokerage firm. You know, all of those things. They have to agree to hold the gold for you as custodian. And some of them simply say, we're not going to do that.
Yeah, we don't want to hold that physical gold.
We don't want to hold gold. So if you have your IRA with that firm, you cannot put your gold with it. And as a matter of fact, there was a private letter ruling where someone, their financial advisor told them that the custodian of their IRA would not allow, they were not willing to be custodian for gold inside of the IRA.
Mm-hmm.
And the person went ahead and did it anyway.
And got the gold in their hands.
Got the gold in their hands and had no place to put it. And they said, their appeal was, well, my financial advisor didn't tell me. And it was all, they said no.
So they had an early distribution.
They had an early distribution and current income with that purchase. So you have to be, can you put gold inside of an IRA? Yes, you can. But there are some hoops to jump through.
Know the rules.
You have to know the rules.
There you go. A little fuzzy on the rules. Hey, we got the whole rundown for you if you're thinking about doing that. And, of course, much more as we go through the morning. We're going to take a look at some things you don't want to do to sabotage your retirement. Going to give you the heads up on a couple of things you just want to be aware of, especially with regard to your 401k or 403b plan, retirement plan at work. So we'll have a couple of don't do this kinds of things. And, Doug, what have you got coming up?
Got some Medicare is upping their premiums. But you got to remember, see, Medicare is also based on Social Security and cost of living increases, the premiums. So there's some things coming down the pike here And there again, there's some rules. I didn't know too much until I started doing some research on this one. Who's going to get zapped by this because of the rules involved?
Okay, so we're going to have you with the rules on some Medicare increases and what that might mean for you. So stay with us here on the Money Makeover Show. I'm Tony Navarro, certified financial planner, in the studio with Jamie Keyes, chartered financial consultant, and Doug Neal, certified financial planner. Craig Montana running the studio. Here's our number if you want to call us now. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. This is the Money Makeover Show.
Lynn College is proud to present Jim Witter's Christmas Memories as part of the inaugural Performing Arts Series at the O'Donnell. Come be a part of the musical journey that celebrates the magic of Christmas with a heartwarming array of Christmas favorites.
Christmas Eve.
Showtime is 7 p.m. Friday, December 11th at the W.W. O'Donnell Performing Arts Center on the Blend campus in Brenham. Tickets are $30 and available online at blend.edu/boxoffice or by calling 979-830-4024. Get your tickets today and enjoy the magic of the season.
Now in at Belleville Rental, a 40-foot man lift. Great for putting up and taking down Christmas lights or to clean gutters or cut down dead limbs in your trees. And it's a lot safer than an unsteady ladder. Rent it now at Belleville Rental. After those tree limbs are down, rent a log splitter so you can have plenty of wood to keep you warm this winter. Belleville Rental also has everything you need for your holiday party. Tables and chairs, white tablecloths, champagne fountain, wine glasses, and a tent as large as 20 by 40. And to make sure you stay warm on your patio, Belleville Rental has patio heaters. Find everything you need for your holiday affair at Belleville Rental, 726 East Mill Street in Belleville, or call 979-865-1520. You can visit them at their website at bellevillerent-all.com. At this festive time of year, everyone at Belleville Rental wishes their friends all the joy and merriment the holiday can bring. While you're out shopping, visiting, and attending holiday parties, Belleville Rental hopes you will have safe travels throughout the holiday season and the best New Year can bring.
Hi, this is Randy.
And this is Susan. And we are here to thank you for your support of Higgins South Store, located at 2236 Market.
I've been there, and it is awesome. Great fashion, shoes, jewelry, and gift items at low prices. Bargains galore, the best shopping in all of Washington County.
Our hours are Monday through Friday, 12 to 5, Saturday, 10 to 2. We're located at the Sutherland Shopping Center.
Thank you for your support, and God bless you.
It's time. You aren't looking forward to it, but you can't put it off any longer. You need to have your house painted. You have two choices. You can hire someone to slap some paint over the existing coat, or you can hire Integrity Works. Integrity Works will pressure wash your home, repair rotten wood or siding, can replace doors or windows if needed, all so that your new paint job will last. Just call 979-251-7972 for your free estimate, or visit their website at integrityworks.info. Serving Washington County and surrounding counties since 2005. Integrity Works, more than just painting.
Disney Live presents three classic fairy tales, presented by YoKids Organic Yogurt. See the princesses you love come to life. Join Snow White on an exciting journey through the enchanted forest. Follow Belle into a thrilling adventure with the Beast. And be amazed as Cinderella transforms into a dazzling princess. See this stunning stage show in your hometown.
Celebrate Disney magic of healthy living with Stonyfield YoKids Organic Yogurt. Available at your local HEB today. Playing December 19th at the theater at the Frank Irwin Center.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neal Financial Group. That is NEAL Financial. Office for Central Texas is in Brenham, downtown on Main Street, just across from the courthouse. And we have another one near the gallery, about a mile and a half from there, just far enough away from all that holiday shopping traffic. But we're on St. James Place and roughly San Felipe, kitty corner from the
Marathon Oil.
Yeah, Marathon Oil building. And so we got you covered in those two areas and everywhere in between. And we serve clients in 17 states. So
it's went up to 18 now.
Oh, 18?
We got New York.
Oh, that's right. We just added
we just added New York.
Okay. So 18. All right. 18 states. We got you covered. And again, do take advantage of our website. That's moneymakeoverteam.com. Moneymakeoverteam.com. You can access our podcast. You can access information about all of us on the Money Makeover Team. And you can access some great webinars, some tremendous articles all about how things work so you can be a better and smarter investor and individual with what's you have for you and your family, your investments.
And we probably should address the question, well, we talk about being licensed in 18 different states. We understand that, but some of the listeners may say, well, why not all 50?
Because we don't have clients in all 50.
We don't have clients in all 50, and you have to pay to be licensed in each state.
Mm-hmm. Right. And there are rules and regulations for each additional place that you go. So
that doesn't mean we can't get licensed in other states. It's just that we don't have clients in any of those other states at this point, and so there's no need for us to pay that expense.
And the radio doesn't go that far.
Only on the Internet.
That's true. On the Internet, it does.
On the Internet, that's right.
Yeah. By the way, we want to start, I think, this segment because I'm sure a few ears pricked up a little bit when Doug started talking about Medicare before we went to the break. So let's go back over this. And as I was saying to the guys here, I think we're going to see a lot of changes, Social Security, Medicare, those kind of things, because these are changes that can be handled inside of an agency, a governmental agency. It does not require an act of Congress or a presidential something or whatever. No one's voting on this. Except bureaucrats who are doing some things. Now, they're probably getting the word from either the White House or members of Congress or the Office of Management and Budget or whoever it is that something needs to be cut back, curtailed, increased one way or the other. If something's going to be costing you more money on these kind of things, it's coming internally. If you get upset about it, I guess you can contact your representative in Congress, but otherwise, it's all coming down the back way.
Yeah, see, some of these things on the Medicare premiums and out-of-pocket costs is going to jump over the next several years, and these are built-in rules and regulations, so Congress isn't doing anything. Some of the members of Congress probably never even voted on this. They weren't in office at the time, but according to the Employee Benefit Research Institute and HealthView Services, the Medicare Part B, that's the one that covers outpatient services. It's been flat at $104.90 for the last 3 years. If you're on Social Security, you pay Medicare Part B, $104.90. That's going to change. There has been no cost of living increases, and Medicare Part B is based on the cost of living increases, and there hasn't been any in Social Security, but yet the expenses are going up, and so the Part B premium can't, there's a rule that says hold harmless, that you can't get a net reduction in your Social Security benefit. So if the premium Part B goes up and there's been no cost of living increases in Social Security, they can't raise your Part B premium. So you say, well, okay, that's fine. My premium's not going up. Well, the law also says that Part B premiums are, by law, enrollees shoulder 25% of the total program costs. Well, the costs are going up, but yet your premium's not going up because there's been no cost of living increase, and there's a hold harmless rule because Social Security hasn't gone up. They can't reduce your Social Security benefit because of that. So who's going to pay for that? Well, of the 70% of the enrollees who pay $104.90 next year, the rest of the people, the 30%, are going to get a 52% increase to cover
the
difference.
They really are going to do that? Because they were still deciding on whether they were going to actually invoke that.
That's built in right now. That's built into the, they haven't done it yet. That's for next year. 70% of the enrollees won't have a pay increase because a reduction in their Social Security benefit because they the law says you can't reduce the Social Security benefit by increasing the Medicare Part B.
So for 70% of anybody who's on Social Security, you're not going to see any difference here.
Correct.
Right? You're not going to get a cost of living adjustment. We all know that for 2016. But also, you're not going to have a hike in your Medicare premium of $104.90 a month that's taken out of your Social Security check. Now, if you're in that 30% of people who are going to get an adjustment, you're going to get whacked for how much?
Up to $159.30 a month.
Wow.
So it's a
you got a $50 a month
increase.
Roughly increase. And what is the criteria for being in that 30%? Is it your income or what?
Okay, who's vulnerable? Who's in that 30%? Anyone who's delaying their filing for Social Security benefits.
Oh, so if you're trying to make that extra 8% a year between 66 and 70?
You just got zapped.
So you're paying for it on the side. You're not collecting your Social Security yet, so you don't have it coming out of a Social Security check. So you're going to be among those paying the $159.30.
Well, the Congress did reduce some of that to just a 15% increase to $120 plus a $3 monthly surcharge. So it's a $123.70 more, basically $20 more a month if you haven't filed for your Social Security benefit yet. That's one. Another group who's vulnerable are federal retirees who participated solely in the older CRS, or Civil Service Retirement System, and don't receive Social Security benefits. You're going to get zapped. Also, you're part of that 30%.
FERS and SERS. The SERS are going to get
The SERS are going to get zapped.
Yeah.
And the state government workers, most who participate in defined benefit plans and are not covered by Social Security during their tenure as state employees, which is quite a few people here, you're going to get zapped with increase of Medicare Part B premium.
So is that TRS?
That's TRS and the state also.
Mm-hmm. Ouch.
Ouch. That's,
so you're going to go up to 150.
You're going to go up to 120, probably, what it says here.
At least.
It says 159 is what it should be, but Congress said they reduced the pain to just 15%. Now, I don't know how they can do that, but I guess it was part of the budget agreement passed in October.
Okay.
It was supposed to be 159.30, but in that budget agreement that they took away some of the Social Security benefits, and now they're increasing the Medicare Part B benefits. It's up to $123.70.
So this whole thing basically is allowing fewer people to get more money from Social Security because they've changed some things about filing and who can file and who can file and suspend and who can get half of their spouse's stuff on a file and suspend. All kinds of stuff is changing with that. And they're also going ahead and bumping the premiums for some people on their Medicare.
Oh, what's interesting about this, when you look at the numbers, is, you know, it makes sense that for retirees who are receiving Social Security, that if you don't get a cost of living increase, they shouldn't be allowed to increase your Medicare premium.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's based on inflation.
Yeah.
What's interesting about that, though, is Medicare premiums go to pay what? Medical bills.
That's right.
Guess what the inflation is in the medical side?
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's somewhere between 6 and 7% a year. And so those Medicare premiums that are used to pay Medicare benefits, if they're not getting more money in,
what happens?
That's a problem for Medicare.
And what they said in this article is that the state is absorbing that in their Medicaid budget. So it's going to filter down all the way through.
I don't get that because Medicare and Medicaid are not the same.
I don't understand that either. But
so they're going to have more people who can't handle
Who are going to be on Medicaid?
They're going to go on Medicaid.
It says dual eligible seniors who receive Social Security and participate in Medicare and state-run Medicaid programs, their premiums will be absorbed by the state Medicaid budget. So in other words, the state is going to pick up the difference in that.
Wow.
Probably more on the Medicaid side than the Medicare side.
States aren't going to be too happy about
that
one.
Mm-hmm. Also, prescription drug costs. This Health View Services, a company that develops health care cost projections. They're saying that they don't expect the premiums on the Part D, as in
prescription drug
plan, is going to hold steady at $32.50 a month. But they talk about the 10 most popular plans. They're going to see premiums rise about 8% next year, according to one healthcare firm. So they
see medical inflation.
Yeah, medical inflation's coming in. So that's it's coming down there. And if you've done a good job and you make really good income or in, taxable income investment wise, whatever, you get to pay more anyway because Medicare Part B is adjusted income wise on how well you do. So if you do right now, if you're married filing jointly and you make more than $170,000 together, then your Medicare Part B, which is means tested, is going to jump 38% in premium wise. And as you make more money, it goes up. But most of our listeners usually don't come into that higher range when you're up to $300,000 and $400,000 a year.
So they're already paying that extra 38%. Are they going to get the additional 52% increase?
Well, maybe. Yes. They're going to get an increase.
Wow.
You're going to get zapped, put it that way.
Oh, man, that means the premium's almost going to be up 75%.
Yeah, so that's what Tony was talking about. Plans that are in place, Social Security, Medicare, that they're just going to keep going year after year after year like this because the law says 25% of the total program costs have to come from enrollees. Well, it's going to come from somebody.
That means probably you.
Yeah,
there
right.
you go.
Well,
yeah, so we always try to keep you posted on some of these things. But like we said earlier, for 70% of everybody, you're not going to get any increase right now.
Yeah, because, I mean, we had talked about this a little bit, about 3 weeks ago, and we had a caller called in. Hey, hey, is this going to affect me?
Yeah. Well, for most people, no.
Yep.
For most people, no. If it does impact you at all, most of the people who are impacted are not going to be impacted greatly. But again, the times they are changing, and we're going to see more and more cost shifting.
Yeah, what's going to happen as soon as Social Security says, "Yeah, we're going to get a cost of living increase," boop, there goes your Medicare costs.
Oh, you bet.
It's going to go right away.
Yeah, give with one hand, and you got the other hand in the pocket taking
it
out. There you are. When we come back, we'll take a look at the markets. Hey, let's see if we're making any money there today, shall we? And, of course, we take your questions. If you got them, now's a great time to call us. We're going to be playing commercials. Craig Montana's already got the music rolling. Here's our number, 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879. Want to know more about those figures Doug was just doing and whether you're in that pay increase for Medicare or not. Here's our number, 800-332-7879. This is the Money Makeover Show.
The Brazos Valley Livestock Commission Company announces their 18th annual fall replacement sale on Saturday, December 5th, starting at 11 a.m. At this sale, you will find bred cows, pairs, open heifers, and some bulls. Early consignments include 4 Rotella Farms registered Horn Hereford bulls and 4 polled Hereford bulls, 10 Pat Griswold Charlet bulls, 5 Red Angus bulls, and 4 Brangus bulls, and 12 Double Creek Farms Angus bulls. All bulls are coming 2 years old. Bred females and pairs include 65 half Angus, quarter Brahman, quarter Holstein cross heifers, and 65 half Charlet, quarter Brahman, quarter Holstein cross heifers, all bred to Angus bulls. 15 Braybird heifers, medium to heavy, bred to Angus bulls. Open females include 70 open half Charlet, 1/4 Brahman, 1/4 Holstein cross heifers, 30 open Brangus heifers, 5 open Brangus Baldy heifers, 12 to 15 months old. See a complete list online at BrazosValleyLivestock.com. Don't miss this special fall replacement sale on Saturday, December 5th at Brazos Valley Livestock Commission, 6097 East State Highway 21 in Bryan. Find out more by calling 979-778-0904.
Performance, toughness, comfort, and versatility. That's Bobcat Equipment. For more than 50 years, Bobcat Compact Equipment has helped you work more efficiently and effectively. And you can find that equipment at Bobcat in the Brazos Valley. Shop their large inventory of compact track loaders, compact excavators, skid steer loaders, and more. Bobcat in the Brazos Valley is your one-stop dealer for new, used, and rental equipment. Special financing is also available. So stop by just off the North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. Get started at BobcatInTheBrazosValley.com.
Brenham Tire and Auto is a full-service repair and tire shop at 605 South Bluebell Road, servicing Washington County since 1981. Shannon and Dodie Muir are the second-generation owners of a family-run business. If you're a customer, you know how well they take care of business. If you have never done business with them, call or stop by. It may be the best experience you have ever had in an automotive shop. Their philosophy is, if you don't need it, they don't sell it. So from minor to major repairs on foreign and domestic vehicles, call Brenham Tire and Auto at 979-836-4000.
It's time for the Hospice Brazos Valley Jingle Jangle Wreath Sale. Join Hospice Brazos Valley on Wednesday, December 2nd from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. in their office parking lot at 302 East Bluebell Road right here in Brenham. This one-day-only sale is an opportunity to purchase your own holiday greenery or to complete your holiday shopping list for family and friends. Wreaths, door swags, and crosses will be available. Come share a little holiday cheer and meet some of their staff members. During the sale, they will also be collecting new or gently used coats for the residents of the Brenham State Supported Living Center. For more information, contact Lucy Barnett at 979-314-3898 or visit them online at hospicebrazosvalley.org. Mark your calendars for the Jingle Jangle Wreath Sale on Wednesday, December 2nd. This truly is
the most wonderful time of the year.
Come join KWHI at the Jingle Jangle Wreath Sale on December 2nd from 11 to 1. We'll have the wagon wheel of prizes where every spin is free and every spin is a win.
KWHI 1280 wants to know, how much money can you fit in a stocking?
A good question. Let's find out. One, two.
We fit $1,000 in ours, and we're giving it away. KWHI 1280 is giving away tons of gifts and prizes this Christmas season, and one lucky winner will receive $1,000. Sign up at participating businesses across the Brazos Valley for your chance to win.
Burleson County Motor Supply in Caldwell, Sassafras Boutique, and Rob's Fun Center in Brenham, and Chapel Hill Bakery in Delhi.
Keep your radio tuned to KWHI 1280 and your phone close by. We might be calling you to stuff your stocking with lots of great prizes and $1,000.
You know, Santa Claus and ho, 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 and mistletoe and presents to pretty girls.
From the station whose stockings are filled with cash, KWHI 1280 in Brenham.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
All right, thank you, Jamie. Of course, Jamie Keys there on the tuba, as always.
You say that because you think I look like a tuba?
No. Thank you for listening, by the way, everybody, on the holidays version of the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover team from Neil Financial Group. Again, cordially invite you to take a few minutes out while you're running around and just come in, even if you don't have time to gather up all your stuff and your paperwork and your statements and all. Come in and just say, you know what, I've been just thinking about things, and I just want to talk to somebody about whether we're on the right track. You know, should I try to retire between now and the end of the year? What about waiting until I get all my vacation time and my this and my that and the other? A lot of folks wait until January or February. Okay. I mean, what are the best strategies for you? Do it all the time with folks just like you, and you're welcome to come by the office. Here's our office phone number again, 979-836-2903. That's 836-2903. Or go by our website, moneymakeoverteam.com. That's moneymakeoverteam.com.
And what's interesting about that, Tony, is we had some of the ones who've come in for their free review who were planning on retiring. With the changes that Social Security just came about, they had to come back in.
Mm-hmm.
Because the whole strategies had changed, and they fell within that age group that were going to be affected by Social Security. So that's another reason why you should come in, because sometimes things change.
Yeah, they do. And how do you react to them? As now, they may be shifting some income from one source to another to pay for some things that they had wanted to do or some things they needed to do, and now they're having to rethink where is that money coming from and how much is coming and when, some of those things are changing. So don't have to go it alone. Again, find out what's going on from people who actually read all this stuff, and that's our job here, to go through all of it and can help you make some of those decisions.
Some other changes here just came out here.
It's amazing all the changes. We are at the end of the year.
Right.
This one has to do with college loans and the government's form for free application for federal student aid, the FAFSA form. So if you've got somebody who's a junior or senior in high school or grandchild that's in there, the rules are changing on that. Because now I think January 1 is the first time for the year that you can file for FAFSA. And one of the rules that they changed now is that they look back 2 years at your income tax return for information when you fill out your FAFSA form.
I think that's a good change.
I think it's a good change, too, because how can you do this year's taxes if you're supposed to file for the form and you need to file as soon as you can in January because it's first come, first serve on that one.
Exactly.
The colleges. But you haven't filed your taxes yet, so you don't know what your income is.
Yeah, and so they had always said, well, use an estimated income tax return to file the FAFSA form. Well, that didn't make any sense at all.
All right, so they changed it. So what that means that a sophomore this year in high school, they will use it graduating in 2018. At least they better be graduating in 2018.
You hope.
If not, they're screwing around. 2018, they'll use 2016 tax return for their FAFSA form. So they go back the last full completed tax return, which makes sense.
It does make sense. I think that's a really good change to filling out the FAFSA form because it is important when you file. Mm-hmm. And you're eligible to file that FAFSA form starting January 1st, and I think the cutoff is in July. Well, the longer you wait, the less money that's available to the institutions. And so it's to your advantage to get that FAFSA form in as soon as possible. And so now, wondering, well, I haven't put all my numbers together to file my income tax return.
Right.
How do I file the FAFSA form? Don't have to worry about that anymore because you're going to use the previous year's income tax return.
So you need to plan ahead for that. Maybe you move deductions or move income from year to year. But now you got to think, especially if you got a student, you got to think farther in advance. That's called planning.
Oh, and that's what we do. So if you'd like to have us help you with your planning, just give us a call. Here's our number again, 979-836-2903. That's our office number, 979-836-2903.
See you back here on Wednesday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com.